This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, now that Easter's over, you're probably like me, and you've sworn off ham for 6 months, even though you know that's not going to be the case because Iowa producers do such a great job of making delicious products. We're also probably going through enough discount candy that you tried to hide from your family that you don't even want to look at chocolate anymore either. This is a judgment-free zone. Don't worry. But one thing that's interesting is that the ebb and flow around decorations of Easter eggs has become a big part of how we celebrate the Easter holiday. And we got some numbers in for egg usage, including those decorations, from the American Egg Board. Coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Decorating Easter eggs is still a very solid family tradition around this time of year, and it gets the kids more involved into the holiday celebration. Now, Iowans produce more eggs than any other state, and we have a stake in the yearly traditions around this Easter holiday that just passed. So from church breakfasts to baking to decorating, we're all over the place during this last weekend. And Mark Dresner is with the American Egg Board, and he says they've already got the figures from this year's holiday usage. And if you're not an Iowa egg producer, it may surprise you just a little.
Easter is one of the biggest sales seasons of the year. It's the highest demand season of the year for eggs in the United States after only the winter holidays, where eggs are so popular for baking and entertaining. But Easter is like our Super Bowl. It is the holiday of the egg, and we're all about it. Eggs are at the center of beloved springtime traditions and memories. Americans decorate and eat about 3 billion, that's billion with a B, every year during the Easter season.
Yes, that's billion with a B. And despite higher prices on the store shelves, it doesn't seem to be much of a hiccup in the demand for hen bullets, especially during times when consumption is higher. Now, as for egg decorating, as we were talking about earlier, there are some trends that the American Egg Board has followed, and some of them are some very time-consuming yet some very beautiful art practices that either harken us back to a different era or even try to brighten someone's day.
The first one is disco ball eggs. Yes, disco is back, baby. This is part of a 2024, what they call a slow crafts trends, that's been gaining popularity. We're seeing disco balls all over the place, and so we believe that disco ball eggs are going to be in this year. And in fact, on incredibleegg.org and on our Instagram channel at Incredible Egg, you can see examples of this and ways to actually do those. The second is what we call egg formation eggs. That's a twist on, because we're all about the egg puns, on affirmations. Affirmations are obviously very, very popular, particularly with young people these days. Words of encouragement, words of support, compliments, those kinds of things. And so what we're seeing is craft doing affirmations or egg formations on Easter eggs.
Now, we've got much more on this story and the conversation with Mark Dresner of the American Egg Board up on the website at iowaagnet.com. This includes the difference between white and brown eggs and how people are using those different colors for different decorations. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.